At 91.9 FM KPTZ, Port Townsend, I'm Diane Urbani de La Paz with local news and commentary for Friday, May 26th, 2023. In the ongoing effort to build a child care and family support center in Port Townsend, the Jefferson County Commissioners unanimously approved moving ahead with a $700,000 Community Development Block Grant application. The Peninsula Daily News reports this money from the State Department of Commerce would go toward the child care center to be constructed by the Olympic Peninsula YMCA on the Port Townsend High School campus. The county, the YMCA, the Port Townsend School District, and Jefferson Healthcare are funding partners in this $2.9 million project. It would have a commercial kitchen in addition to the daycare center and family support services. Wendy Bart, the YMCA executive director, told the county commissioners that the need for childcare is escalating here in Jefferson County. She said, quote, "We have 645 children that are eligible, but only 130 are being served," end quote. This shortage hurts workers who leave their jobs early or even quit because they cannot find childcare. "There's been a childcare desert in Jefferson County for many years," Bart has said, adding that we cannot have an economic recovery when people don't have a place for their children. The new center would be a single-story, 4,000-square-foot building. Its anticipated completion would be in mid-2024. Studio STL of Port Townsend has the contract to design the child care center. And all weekend long, there's a music and arts celebration going on in Port Angeles. It's the Wanda Fuca Festival, and it's marking its 30th anniversary this year. This evening, all the way through Sunday night, more than 60 acts will leap on to 5 stages. Artists will teach workshops. These include Jesse Watson of Port Townsend doing a paint and sip, and Monica Quarto of Port Angeles doing a bookmaking workshop. There's also a street fair with scores of art and food vendors. It all spills out of the Vern Burton Community Center and grounds, as well as the Masonic Temple nearby, and the Elks Lodge Ballroom, which is also a few blocks away in downtown Port Angeles. The bands include Abacus from Port Townsend, doing a special 90s set, Lee Oscar and Friends, Rose's Pawn Shop, Tony Furtado, Joy in Mudville, Deadwood Revival, The Sam Chase and the Untraditional, and Dirty Cello. Ballet Victoria and the Seattle Shakespeare Company will also perform. The Museum of Pop Culture in Seattle is presenting 4 acts from its Sound Off Music Showcase: Wyatt Silva, Sadie Hale, Lavender Haze, and Midpack, all youthful performers from the Puget Sound metro area, will perform at the Wanda Fuca Festival in Port Angeles. The schedule and the lineup for the activities today, Saturday, and Sunday are found on the Wanda Fuca Festival mobile app, as well as on the website, which is jffa.org. And speaking of children, as we were earlier, a report has come out about the trendiest baby names of 2022. The names that had the largest gains in popularity last year were Atlas, Walker, Theo, Oakley, and Luca. The Axios News Service reports this, along with a marked trend away from naming babies Alexa. Then there are the names that are uniquely Washington, as in far more popular in our state than in the rest of the country. These names include Avian, Felix, Bodhi, Mira, and Juniper. Which are the most popular names of all, you ask? Olivia and Oliver are way out in front for babies born in Washington last year. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon and 5 Monday through Friday and at noon on Saturday. You can contact us through news@kptz.org. This is Diane Urbani de La Paz. Thanks for listening.